Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
Well, we know this, that FIFA World Cup is never just about a football. It's about everything else. When we hosted here in South Africa in 2010, that was our lesson. We saw that it was about the atmosphere, the geus. I don't know if there's another word in another country for it than the South African word geus, which is, I don't know, what is it? Spirit, I suppose. Absolutely incredible. But yes, of course, the score matters, goals matter, tactics matter, everything around it does. But I think that the success of a World Cup depends less on the quality of the soccer and more really about what goes on around it. So with that, we wanted to actually try and find out and get a sense of what it is like in the United States at the moment. David Smith is the Washington correspondent of The Guardian. David, a very good morning. Thank you for staying up to chat to us. We greatly appreciate it. I hope you well.
Yes, great to be here. Thank you.
So let's talk about what it's like. What is the atmosphere like in the US around the FIFA World Cup?
It's going surprisingly well so far. I'm very impressed.
It's the most British compliment ever.
Exactly.
I wouldn't say no to a cup of tea. Right, yeah.
Precisely, yes. I'm speaking to you from my home office in Washington. On my window ledge here, I have a Vuvuzela from the 2010
really?
World Cup in South Africa. And
wow, were you
I
here?
Was, I certainly was. I lived in South Africa for 6 years, and I was there for the whole 2010 extravaganza, and great fun it was too.
It really was, yeah. I don't know. I mean, obviously we are biased here, but I do think it had a quite unique flavor and feeling when it was here.
Yes, I think so. And in the build up to it, by the way, executives from FIFA used to get me to address stadiums around South Africa, trying to defend the British press and explain why we were so negative about
I remember
the hosts. But I have a point of comparison. A lot has happened in 16 years,
sure.
Obviously.
Mm.
But now we have the biggest World Cup ever with 48 teams and across three countries. And again, there was skepticism in the build-up to this, partly because Donald Trump does tend to try and hijack things. Infantino, the FIFA Supremo, is not the most popular person. But as so often, once the event actually gets underway, you're reminded that football itself is somewhat indestructible. You know, you can have all this greed and political intrigue and all the controversies around it, but actually the sport itself is very resilient and often delivers. And so there's been some great matches and lots of excitement. But what has really struck me is just the sense of joy and celebration around people from all over the world coming to the US and bringing their cultures and bringing great happiness, it seems, you know, whether it's Norwegian supporters doing this kind of imitation of rowing a Viking boat, or it's Scottish supporters in Boston drinking heavily.
Well,
or...
I have to tell you, a good friend of mine was on a flight from London to Boston on, I think it was Tuesday, no, Wednesday, and he, in fact, sent me videos of the flight. I mean, a good number of people were in kilts. There were bagpipes on the flight. He said they sang and drank for 7 hours. He said he's never had such an enjoyable flight. So, you know, he said before they even landed in Boston, they were fully into, you know,
yes,
World Cup fever.
And I had the privilege today of attending my first match of this tournament, which was, of course, South Africa versus Czechia in Atlanta. And again, that same spirit was present. Just sort of approaching the stadium and inside the stadium, I loved the way people were wearing football shirts from all over the world, you know, clubs and countries. Obviously, there were many from South Africa, not quite so many from Czechia, but also, you know, Arsenal Football Club, people sitting next to us were wearing their colours, and Brazil and England and lots of others. And again, not a hint of any trouble or disturbance. The hosts were very genial and welcoming, and there was a great great spirit in there. And for reasons I mentioned earlier, it was very nostalgic for me to be back with South Africans.
Especially with South Africans, absolutely. Yeah.
Hearing renditions of Shoshaloza and other things, and hearing the national anthem, and great excitement when, of course, South Africa equalized.
Oh, but thank God, yeah.
I think, you know, for many people in the United States, and it certainly helps that the American team started with a good win, all of this is a potential sort of pick-me-up and an antidote to the political misery of the past decade.
Yes,
whether you love or hate Donald Trump,
absolutely.
It's been a toxic, sort of poisonous time. Everyone feels down about the country as it approaches its 250th anniversary of independence. And indeed, every opinion poll shows, you know, people are generally pessimistic and have less faith in institutions than they used to. And then suddenly along comes this magical tournament, and people all over the world seem to be relishing being in America and making the most of it, and traveling around the cities and eating the food and so on. And that kind of holds up a mirror for Americans themselves to, you know, appreciate what they've got.
I often think that when I speak to Americans and they're complaining about the most inane things. Obviously it's very incredibly patronizing, but you just want to say to them, if that's what you're complaining about, you really are blessed. It's just, and I think Americans often do forget it, because I think, and I'm sure you have noted this as well, is how insular Americans are. They might be the center of the world in so many ways, But that in of itself, that presents a danger, because they don't need to look outwards. We look there. They don't look outwards. They're notoriously clueless when it comes to the world outside, which means that they've got no idea really how fortunate they are in many, many ways.
Yes, I think all of that is true. And certainly living here, it's quite hard for me to see and get news about South Africa or other countries in Africa, for example. I think the current estimate is about 51% of Americans hold a passport. And
wow.
To your point, yeah. I mean, it's been interesting following some of the commentary on social media, which of course was not present the last time the US hosted the World Cup in 1994.
Right.
And just for example, there was one post I noticed yesterday or the day before that said, gosh, you know, this World Cup is making me realize how much of the world I'm missing, you know, just how much I don't see of foreign countries. Because yes, the US is so vast, you can spend your entire life here. You can do a lot. But I think this is a cultural journey for many people to see, oh, wow, look at South Koreans and what, you know, they're bringing their culture and their celebrations, and look at South Africans, and look at people from all over Europe. It's a terrific sort of international moment.
And maybe, you know, when you were talking about the fact that it almost gives Americans a reason just to pause and enjoy something that isn't defined along political lines. It's interesting that maybe soccer is that, because it doesn't, there's no real historical connection to it, so maybe it allows more of a blank canvas. But I think that being the case, I mean, that reflects outward as well to the rest of the world. And you know, when we look and see just fun and good neighborliness and people getting on and really just having a fantastic time while they're focusing on the beautiful game, that does lift not only American spirits, but spirits around the world.
Yeah, I mean, that's right. I think globally as well, we've sort of talked ourselves into some very negative mindsets, and with understandable reasons when you look at the wars that have happened and the persistent inequality and everything else. But actually, this has been a fillip to as a sort of message that it's not all bad. Actually, there are many people out there, having a great time, as you say, spirit of getting on with each other and relishing this. I mean, I guess one counter argument would be, this is not a representative sample of the world, because those who can afford to come here and pay for these tickets
are upper
middle class. But even so, I think let's also be glad that we've not had all the downsides that were feared, at least not on a major scale so far, about immigration raids and the Trump administration inserting itself into this. So, and I'm just grateful. I think Donald Trump has been very
well. He's been busy,
distracted.
Thank God.
Distracted.
He had a birthday. Fighting. I was just going to say UFCs had all sorts of things happening. So maybe that's not necessarily a terrible thing, but fantastic. And I hope we chat again soon. Continue to get your input as to how the is going. Who are you calling, by the way? Who do you think is going to who do you see as your favorites?
I still find it hard to look beyond France.
Right.
They had a good start, and Kylian Mbappe is on great form. And of course, I would not even rule out a repeat of the last final, which of course was a classic, because Argentina with Lionel Messi are still potent and still seem to have the edge on Brazil, who've faded these days. But my birthplace, England, had a good start. So we keep fingers crossed. We have not won the World Cup in 60 years.
Wow. So maybe it's time to bring that home. Yep.
Exactly. That's right. we'll see how it goes. And I hope, for the sake of the tournament, both the US and Mexico and Canada continue to do well, because that offers a boost when hosts succeed. And of course, Canada won 6-0 today.
Incredible.
Mexico won and qualified.
Right.
Got the US v Australia tomorrow. So it's all going well.
Brilliant, David Smith. Thank you as always. Absolutely awesome to chat to you.